Well, unfortunately, Paul, he's turned down the opportunity to manage the club. Obviously, we're very disappointed. But we can see and respect the reasoning behind why he wouldn't want to take the job at this time.
Why did you want him in the first place?
Well, I think he ticks all the boxes regarding his attitude towards the supporters, the community, the way he can get staff working together. And of course, his footballing knowledge and experience in the Championship, and his undoubted coaching ability.
I gather you met a few days ago. Has this been an anxious wait to get a decision?
It has. But, you know, you have to pick yourselves up and we'll look now, going forward, to looking elsewhere.
Is it a body blow?
It is. The interview was very well, just Sean. But in no time did we talk any personal terms or anything of that nature. I think that the meeting that we had was basically to look at each other and to see how we ticked and our ambitions were, and he obviously what he wanted to achieve as well. So basically, I think he liked what he saw, but probably at the wrong time.
You want to make an appointment before the Leeds game. Does this scupper that plan?
Well, not necessarily, but obviously we've got to be very, very careful what we do in terms of the appointment. And I think we just need to give it some thought. It's undoubtedly we do need someone. But we'll have to wait and see. We don't want to make a rash or a rushed appointment. We need to get the person that we feel will be right for Barnsley Football Club.
We spoke on Friday. You said you had five names on your shortlist. Presumably there's four left now that you're looking at, yes?
That's right, yeah. There are four left. And we'll look at that and study that and decide where we go next.
How strong is the shortlist that remains?
Well, in terms of their coaching ability and such, very strong. You know, there have been some good applicants. So, you know, we are disappointed that Sean decided not to join us, but at the same time, you know, there are other people there with good qualifications.
What happens to David Flitcroft now?
Well, I think David at the moment will continue as he has. I mean, obviously, there's got to be a decision made at some time. David knows what the situation is. Much as he says that he's in the dark, he has been told what the situation is. And he knows that we are looking to appoint a first-team manager.
Is there a chance that he could still be in charge for the Leeds game, or would someone like Ronnie Branson come into your thoughts for that?
Well, I think we need to look at that, and we need to look at that over the course of the next couple of days and decide where we need to be. But in any event, we do need to look at appointing a first-team manager.